On today's installment of the Bry Guy Cast, I'll be discussing my favorite places that I've been to and the top 10 places that I would like to visit. I'm pumped up. Let's do it. Hello and welcome to the third and final edition of the Bry Guy Cast. I tried to get some guest stars on today, but a lot of finals are starting up. Today's the first reading day, so it's going to be tough to expect people to put their studying time away and join the podcast, but it's okay because I'm here and I'm ready to go. Today we're going to be discussing some places that I've traveled to in my life. I've never been on a bad vacation. That's a fun thing about me. I've never actually came home from a vacation and said that experience was not worth it. And also we'll talk about the top 10 places I'd like to travel to in my life. So anyway, let's discuss my favorite places that I've been. My number one favorite place I've been to in the whole wide world is Turks and Caicos. I went there with my family. It was my extended family also. So it was my cousins, my grandparents, and my family of four, which is my brother and my mom and my dad. Of course, myself. It was just absolutely beautiful. We stayed at the Beaches Resort, which is an all-inclusive resort. It was by far the most luxurious trip I've been on in my life. The beaches were incredible. The pools were very nice, and the water was just exactly what you would imagine in a Caribbean paradise. Aside from that, the other top places I've been are also in the Caribbean. We're looking at St. John, St. Martin, Cancun, the Dominican Republic. Those are my favorite places I've been to also, but Turks and Caicos just stands out amongst all of them. They're all so beautiful, though. I highly recommend any of them. Maybe not Cancun right now or the Dominican Republic. They're not in the best situations politically, to the point where you might not want to travel there. But either way, beaches are absolutely fantastic, and I highly recommend visiting at some point. As far as within the country goes, I've been to some pretty cool places. I have never been very far out west. Actually, Ohio is as far west as I've been. But being from Long Island is definitely very cool because I'm 40 minutes away from New York City, and New York City is probably up near the top of everybody's list of where they want to travel to, and they haven't been in their life. But I go there pretty often, and every time I'm in New York City, it's just it doesn't get any less beautiful to me. The food is outstanding, the sights to see, the thing, there's always a million things to do. I'm not even a big Broadway fan, but just seeing Broadway there is incredible. Yeah, so I love New York City very much, but that's not much of a vacation for me. Other places I've been include Washington, D.C., and as what some may call a history nerd that I might be, I love seeing the nation's capital. I think I take a lot of appreciation in that. I've been to Miami. I've been all over Florida. I've been to Tampa Bay also, and of course Disney World in Orlando. And then I've been places smaller like Boston, and I've been across the East Coast and some other places like the Jersey Shore. I've been to Charlottesville, Virginia to visit my brother at college. All very nice places, but none compare to the top 10 places that I'm about to list right now that I would like to visit at some point in my life. At number 10, we have Barcelona/Madrid. So that's just the country of Spain. The country of Spain has always been interesting to me. It just seems like it's so gorgeous in all of its facets. And in Spain, I would love to visit places such as the Barcelona soccer stadium, the mountains in northern Spain, the deserts in southern Spain. Everything about Spain just intrigues me, and it's a place I've never been. I've never been to Europe before, so I've always thought that that could be a very fun vacation for me. Number 9 is a place a lot of people have been. Number 9 is Los Angeles. Like I said, I've never been out west, further than Ohio. So traveling to Los Angeles would be special for me, especially just because I've seen all over the Atlantic coast. I would love to see what the Pacific coast is like, and also, of course, the various things you could do in LA, whether it's sightseeing or just even being around Rodeo Drive would be fantastic. Los Angeles is definitely towards the top of my list, but at number 8 is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Number 8 is Yellowstone National Park. I think this is on everybody's list also. If you haven't been there, I've heard it's just absolutely gorgeous. And of course, I've seen pictures. And as someone who likes the outdoors, I think I would very much enjoy going to Yellowstone. It's the top national park in the country. Definitely one of the top parks in the world. A true place, a true wonderland as far as nature is concerned. Number seven is a bit out there. Number seven is probably not on everybody's list, but it's Vietnam. Like I said, a history buff. I would love to see someplace that is so tied into the U.S. history, such as Vietnam is. And it's also beautiful. The forests, there are bunkers there that were from the war, and even beaches, as it sits on the west coast of the Pacific Ocean, which is pretty cool. The Far East is definitely something that I would like to experience at some point in my life. So that's coming in at number seven. And number six is Rome. Italy sounds cool. There are places in Italy that a lot of people love to visit, but we're going to stick with the theme of history here and say I want to go to Rome because that is the capital of the Roman Empire, which is one of the biggest empires we've ever seen in this world. And just seeing the ancient ruins of what that empire once was. Not making the list, surprisingly, is Greece. I would love to go to Greece too, but Rome is just so all-inclusive in everything that I want as far as a history standpoint, and that is the last of the historic places, as the top five is just strictly places that are very, very beautiful and need to be experienced by me. Number five is Hawaii. Hawaii is pretty self-explanatory. The beaches are off the charts beautiful. Like I said, I've never been to the Pacific, so why not go to an island in the middle of the Pacific? The sights to see are unbelievable. The volcanoes, the black beaches, just everything about Hawaii has intrigued me forever. And although it's in the States, it's not really in the States. You know, it's separated from continental U.S. And yeah, Hawaii sounds incredible. Number four, an electric location that is on anybody's list of places they want to visit in the United States that hasn't been there. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, a lot of people have been there, but I never have, and I just absolutely need to experience it. The city is New Orleans. New Orleans is special in many ways, and of course I would have to go during Mardi Gras because it is the biggest party of the year, and the food, the jazz, the sights to see, everything in New Orleans sounds fantastic. My dad's been there before, and he says it's one of his favorite places in the country, if not his favorite place. And I've just never been to that kind of location, that kind of southern U.S. location. Because Florida I've been to, but it's not quite the same in that Florida is northernized, I would say, especially the places where I've been in Florida. So New Orleans is definitely on my list. Would love to try the barbecue food there. I've never experienced southern barbecue in New Orleans like that. Number three is one of the most exotic places on the planet, Fiji. The Fiji Islands are just gorgeous, similar to what Hawaii is, except it's more exotic, I would say. So it's just higher on my list as far as places I want to visit. Obviously, it's a hike, and it would be a lot of expensive, and chances are I'll never end up making it to Fiji, but it would be incredible if I was ever able to do that. Number two, surprisingly, is coming from the States here. Number two is not a place you would expect to be on someone's top list of places they want to visit, especially at a location such as number two. But it's Colorado/Utah. My favorite thing to do in the whole world is skiing, and I've only skied in New York, New Jersey, and Vermont, mostly Vermont. My family had a house up there for a decent amount of time. But I've never experienced skiing out west, and that is something that I know as a skiing fanatic I need to experience at some point in my life, hopefully sooner than later, as that's just such, it would be incredible. The skiing out west, from what I've heard, is different than skiing anywhere else in the world, just because of how much bigger it is than anything else, especially in the country, anything else you could find in the United States. So skiing out west is an absolute must, and in my opinion, hopefully that'll be my next trip. I don't know, it's not that difficult of a trip to make. It's only a couple hours on a plane, it's in the States. Maybe I could pull it off. Some of these are unrealistic. Fiji, Rome, Hawaii, Vietnam. I don't know if those are going to happen anytime soon, but I feel like New Orleans, Colorado, maybe Los Angeles, potentially Yellowstone, I don't know, maybe, hopefully. Those are realistic, but especially Colorado and Utah, because I've had such a desire to go there for so long, that I think I could end up making it happen someday. And coming in at number one, sticking with the theme of places to ski, is the Swiss Alps. That is the best place to ski in the world. That is not a question. You could start on one mountain in Switzerland, and you could end up in Germany. You could end up in the Netherlands. You could end up in France, Belgium, any place, because that's how big these mountains are. You could start at the summit, and by the time you're down, you're in a different country. And just the thought of that blows my mind. I've never experienced anything even close to that. They close the chairlifts around 2 o'clock because it takes that long to get down the mountain, that it would be dark by the time you got down the mountain if you went up at 3 p.m. So it's just, I think that's ridiculous, and that's just something that I absolutely would have to do at some point in my life. And because I have such a strong desire to do that, I think that I can actually accomplish going to the Swiss Alps one day. Hopefully with my dad, maybe my brother. We're all a big skiing family. My mom likes to ski, but I don't know if she'd come along to the Swiss Alps just because she's not as intense as me and my brother or my father are. Maybe some friends that I've made here at Ohio State would like to join me. I've met some skiers here for sure and some snowboarders. So hopefully that can happen at some point. Number one, the Swiss Alps. That was not even a debate in my mind. Coming up with this list was somewhat difficult. There are places that I'd like to be that didn't make the list, like Alaska. And even places as simple as just, well, not so simple, but South America, especially like Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, the Amazon rainforest, Costa Rica, which might be my next family trip, we'll see. But these are all places that I'd love to go to that just didn't quite make the top 10 because it is such an exclusive list. However, there was no debate in number one and two. Skiing is my favorite thing to do, and I just need to experience real skiing at some point in my life. So that just about does it for the third edition of the Bri Guy Cast. Thank you for joining me on this 3-episode journey we've been on. And hopefully in the future, I'll be making some other podcasts. I very much enjoyed making the Bri Guy Cast here. And some of the things I just love to talk about, I now can put into an electronic cast for you guys, which is pretty fantastic to me. So thank you all for listening, and I'll see you when I see you.